on this train will be...
It's up to you, New York.
Swung on and hit in the air. The deep center. Fetch back. Away back. Yeah. She is gone.
This is 161st Street, Yankee Stadium.
All right. Welcome to the 19th episode of 161st Street Podcast. We got a good amount to talk about. Almost got baseball in our hands here. About a week until pitchers and catchers meet up. And then after that, spring training is like the 22nd of February. So we'll have baseball played this month. But Super Bowl just ended, and that means it's time for baseball. We got a lot to talk about. We got A-Rod going wild during the halftime show just because he's the loser that he is. We'll make fun of him a little bit. Curtis Granderson, Aaron Boone is Nostradamus, Yankees Unis, a whole bunch of stuff. But why don't we start with what just happened, and that being A-Rod during the halftime show. But before we get there, Kev has a little bit to share about his little Super Bowl experience. Why don't you let us know here, Kev?
Everybody decided to ride against me, but you know, I'm sitting high and mighty today because I'm the only one who understood what Patrick Mahomes is capable of. So I put my money in the right places. Let's just say that. Rella, did you? No, I know.
Well, I didn't really bet too much, but I decided to fade Kev, and I'm gonna continue to fade Kev.
When will they learn?
For the rest of my life.
When will they learn?
Damon, did you bet on the game?
No, I just did boxes.
Did you win any boxes?
No, I had good boxes, but they were all opposite numbers. So I had 7 and 3, but they were the opposite teams.
Oh, that
I
had, sucks.
Yeah, I had like every score change for the quarters and halves. I had the same numbers, but they were all just opposite teams. So very unlucky.
Yeah, that's such a short.
And speaking of numbers, why don't we just get back into that? Did you guys see Boone literally predict the Super Bowl?
He's the man. Hopefully he can do the same thing with the World
Series. I mean, if that doesn't lock in the World Series, the Yankees are winning the World Series. But he literally tweeted out at 6 o'clock, he said, FWIW, what does that mean? First of all, let's go step by step here. I have no idea what that means.
Kevin knows what that means for sure.
I wish I did. I was so ready to like just... Duh, it means that I have no fucking clue.
All right, it was all caps, FWIW. I'm going with the Chiefs, 31-20. That happened.
That's crazy.
He's like that episode of The Simpsons where it predicted like the Denver Broncos Super Bowl.
They predict everything.
They predict everything, but now Aaron Boone does too, and hopefully that translates.
It means for what it's worth.
Ah.
Well, it is worth a lot, Aaron Boone, because now I think you're the Messiah and you're just... That's my manager of the year. Do you see Rocco? Huh?
I said, look at Aaron Boone using these cool hip phrases.
Yeah, I know, right?
He's trying too hard on that. I mean, I don't see Rocco Baldelli out here predicting the future. That's my manager of the year. Fucking scumbag.
Still bullshit.
I mean, he flat out didn't win, and he didn't predict the future. So, all right. But back to A-Rod. A-Rod... We put out that picture of him with the camera because like he's just such a like you can make he's so easy to make fun of because of his personality because he's a goof and he's just like he's like oh you go honey you go girl like
he's so cringy to watch dude everything he does is so cringy that's why I hate Sunday Night Baseball
he's the worst we've talked about that before
that Super Bowl ad with J-Lo, A-Rod, and DJ Khaled was so cringeworthy.
Oh my god, I know.
I didn't see it. What was it about?
It was so bad. It was like J-Lo was like chasing somebody down like the Hard Rock Cafe building, and then it was one person, and then it was DJ Khaled, and then it was A-Rod, like all like taking off their like a mask of their face. It was really awkward and weird and like kind of scary.
So weird.
He's just such a weird human. I don't know.
Did you guys see the video? I'm sure everybody saw it. The video of A-Rod just freaking out on the floor of everything, and he's just going nuts and just screaming. I actually have the sound queued up if you guys want to hear it. It's not much. It's just him screaming out there with like little children and girls. But here it is.
Oh
Do you hear him like la 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 la?
It was bad that I couldn't really decipher him from the teenage girls that were next to
him. He was the one saying la 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 la, and you hear the little girl screams. It's like he's at like a Hannah Montana concert. Yeah, he's just freaking out, and he's just amongst all the girls. It's so funny, but
she's still got it, J-Lo.
I just feel like he's trying. I feel like he's just trying way too hard.
He's trying too hard to be like the perfect.
Yeah.
Are they husband and wife yet?
Yeah.
They are?
Yeah, they're married.
Yeah.
He's trying to be the perfect husband way too hard.
He was going for that was clickbait. That was the, oh my God, look at all you other men are insecure about your girlfriend. Yeah. While her, J-Lo's shaking her ass and A-Rod's loving every second of it.
Yeah.
That's what he's looking for.
Grinded by some random ass guy in front of fucking 300 million people.
Dude, she looked great though. Gotta give it to her. Her and Shakira looked fantastic.
So what I think the halftime show should have been, and what I would do for 2021, they should have like Joe Buck fight an alligator or something. Just I don't want to see that guy anymore.
No, that'll definitely happen. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, my bad. I think you can lock it in.
Lock it in. Joe Buck out versus alligator 2021. Who wins? I'm taking the alligator, and I hope the alligator fuck. No, I'm not going to get into that. It's a little morbid for the podcast, but
Joe Buck's my boy.
Joe Buck's not my boy.
I'm so down for some like semi-pro Will Ferrell halftime shows.
No. That would be sick.
A gorilla bear.
That would be so sick. But with Joe Buck though.
But with Joe Buck.
Will Ferrell can get. I don't like Joe Buck. I thought that was pretty evident.
He's so bad.
It's like the consensus, but I swear it. I said I like him because it matters if he's there.
Yeah, we've talked about that before, but I do agree with whenever I hear his voice in a game, I know it's just...
It's like you want your team to be playing if Joe Buck's announcing.
Yeah, you just don't want to listen to the words that he's saying. You just want to hear his voice and like have somebody else say the words.
I agree.
But speaking of the Super Bowl, before we get into some baseball topics here, I mean, Jimmy G sucks. You just throw Aaron Judge at quarterback.
Bro, last night, one of our friends was trying to argue that he was a top 5 to 10 quarterback.
Who was that? Yeah, somebody was trying to literally. He was trying to say he's top 10. Not top 5 is out of the question. So is top 10.
Top 10. He's not. I'm literally telling you, he's comparable to Ryan Tannehill.
He's the epitome of average.
He's comparable to Ryan Tannehill.
Yeah, they
are in the same.
He is the line. He's the line of average. It's above and below.
No, he's probably Jimmy slightly G. above, but like, I mean, he's probably like.
He's throwing 15. Ducks out there. Judge would literally be so much better than he was. I mean, he was already rocking the jersey, too. He was rocking the Jerry Rice jersey, so he could have just thrown some pads underneath there and hopped in the game.
Even Aaron Judge faded me.
He was like a little bit better like, Judge version of Blake Bortles.
Huh? Yeah.
He was like a little bit better version of Blake Bortles.
Mm-hmm. It's just, I mean, I could throw passes on that team. You know, fucking 49ers. They have a great offense, great running game. Great defense.
Yeah.
Lucky you. I could do that.
All right. So let's talk a little about some baseball. So in recent news, Curtis Granderson announced that he retired. I think we can do a little bit of remembrance of him, maybe look into some of the stats in his better years. I know Damon had some stats pulled up, but I personally loved Curtis Granderson on the Yankees. I mean, he was definitely one of the people that took advantage of the short porch.
I loved it. His swing.
He was so good for us, and... Yeah, you want to get into that, Damon?
Yeah, he was such just like a, I don't know, he was just like a good Yankee, I want to say, you know?
I know exactly.
He was just like, he fit
the uniform
well. You know what I mean? It's like, it's hard to describe. He was just like, he's a good Yankee. He fit the Yankees. And like in the years he was there, like 2010 and 2011, like in the ALDS games, he had those clutch moments.
Yep.
He had that one game where he went like 5 for 5 with like 3 home runs.
Pretty sure he absolutely fucked the ALCS in 2012, but that's besides the point.
Yeah, yeah. And then in 2011 was like his standout year at the Yankees where he came in like 4th MVP voting. He had like 119 RBIs with like 41 home runs. Like he went off that
season. He says like 119 RBIs as if he's not reading it off of the screen right now. He's trying to be nonchalant about it, but everybody knows it. But whatever. Yeah, that's 119 RBIs.
I actually
nothing.
I remember that, and then I exited off the screen, so I was trying to remember.
It sounded like you were reading it, but like trying to like have one eye facing another direction. Just like it was so obvious. But yeah, no, unbelievable Yankee. Even I think we can all just forget about the time when he was a Met, right?
Yeah, I mean, that was a...
And everything else. What other teams has he been on?
He was on the Tigers, dude. When he was on the Tigers, yeah, the Tigers, he was that guy that I was always like...
Before the Yankees, right?
Yeah, I was always like, fuck, Chris Granderson's up. Like,
yeah.
Him and fucking Magnil Ordóñez. They used to kill us, and they were just Yankee killers. And then when we got him, it's like... He's like almost comparable to like DJ. Like, obviously didn't have as good of a season as DJ just did.
Or played like, outfield.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, DJ did everything right in the field that's and true. Everything right at the plate and just, like, hit for average, still hit home runs when people didn't really expect it. Like, that's the same Curtis Granderson type.
Yeah.
I mean, DJ just played out of his mind last year, but hopefully he keeps it going. But.
Yeah, we'll definitely talk about DJ, too, because one of our DMs is about him. But, yeah, remembering Curtis Granderson, I definitely
have not a Hall of Famer.
Not a Hall of Famer, but...
I was, like, worried when I, like...
He did show up on the all-time Yankees draft that we did. I think I picked. Yeah, I got Curtis Granderson. He was my DH, but because what we did across for those of you,
it was a fantasy draft.
Yeah, it was a fantasy draft, and a lot of people were confused about that too. They were like shitting on. The description was perfectly elaborate. Like, I was telling people
about that it was in your. I was getting a lot of shit for some good reason.
I mean, you came in last. You got shit for a good reason, but
I didn't think
he came. I won. I'll let the record show. I'm still owed beers from Damon, Murph, and Brooks. But the way it worked was the fantasy draft. It was best available. You go by position, and then best available was the DH, and he was the best available after every position was taken. So
I found that hard to believe, but like,
well, it's also right. It was also based on preference too. So I liked Curtis Granderson, and we obviously all do. We're remembering him on the podcast right now, and I think that's our send off for Curtis Granderson. Good for you. Enjoy retirement, and that's it. Good.
Fine with me.
Clear. All right.
Fine with me.
Moving on. The Yankees just announced that they have that guy was it from our school too, from Quinnipiac. The guy who tweeted, he had a verified check, but who's like breaking news. The Yankees have alternate uniforms. Those were spring training uniforms.
They were, right?
I think they are.
That's what I was saying, because I just read something and it was like, here is a look at all the Yankees jerseys with the swoosh.
Well, that
I just saw this like.
That came out like an hour ago. Yeah. Before that, the guy who broke the news is like, "Oh, like this just in, breaking news."
They're literally just spring training jerseys.
They're the same. I like them. I like that color. I think those are the first spring training uniforms that I might actually buy. Like that would look.
But why?
But like because I already have. Yeah, I have the away. I have the home. That'd be cool to have a third.
I feel like if you're gonna get that color jersey, you just get the classic. Don Mattingly one.
Like, well, those are like the mesh looking ones. Like, those ones are tough. They have like Swiss cheese. Like you can see like your undershirt with that on. But I mean, I just think it'd be also in that picture. They didn't have any number or name on the back. Is that like a
spring training
thing?
No, it's just like a default. No, they do. It was just for like the jersey release.
Yeah.
Okay, so they will have numbers on the back if I were to order them.
Yes. But
because I kind of want to get one.
Is if they were wearing an alternate jersey, it would be like huge news. Like the Yankees would announce it themselves.
It wouldn't be this guy from Quinnipiac University, low level reporter.
I'm not for them wearing it in season, but I think they're cool spring training jerseys. I was gonna buy the ones last year because it had the Florida spring training logo crest on the side of the shoulder. I don't want to get that one. I think I might just still buy that one. Also, I'm not going to spend $300 on a fucking spring training.
Well, that's what I'm saying. The Nike, not even just spring training. Well, actually, the replica ones are cheaper. I think they're like $150 or something, which is still $150. But we learned the hard way when we gave away jerseys. So we had to buy the fucking $300 one. But they're $300 for a jersey. And other ones, I looked online, like Christian Yelich's jersey is $450. So it's based on like how you, it's based on like how good the player is, I guess. But like
$450.
Gerrit Cole was $300, and Yelich was $450.
How do you sell a jersey based on how good? I don't believe
that's
fucked
up. I know it literally moves. It's like some were even like in between too. It's just a weird dynamic that sells
so fucking stupid.
They like appreciate in value.
I really am okay with the swoosh on the jerseys.
I don't hate it,
but I'm not okay with it on the home jerseys. Like, just why not the fucking sleeve?
Here's my thing. A lot of the other jerseys do kind of look good with it. Like it's like a lot. I like every other sport. Jersey. Every other sport has it. Like It's just the Yankees pinstripes doesn't really look too good with it. You don't even have a name on the back, let alone just like, a swoosh. Just
like pinstripes in general don't look good with the swoosh on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just because it's two directions.
It's out of place.
You got the lines going down and then across. It just looks weird. But like to jerseys, like the Braves uniforms, that looks good. Like the red with the.
Yeah.
They're just other regular jerseys.
The Pirates one with the yellow swoosh, that'd be fucking sick.
Yeah, those are nice. And I actually want to put a nice little jersey order in soon. I want to get a few players, but yeah, I mean, it's just ridiculous that the MLB wants to do that. And like, you're literally forcing us to buy them off like Alibaba and DHgate. Like, do you not want us to buy from you? Because if not, I'm going to go get a $15 jersey from Alibaba.
Yeah.
Anyway, I mean, that's my 2 cents on the situation.
That's fine. You let it.
You know how much you can buy with $300? That's just.
I mean, like you can get. We get the monthly passes for for games, and that's $80. Yeah. You can get that like four times over, for the really cost cool of one though. Jersey.
Really cool though. Jess asked me, my girlfriend, just to clarify, she asked me for a Yankees jersey for Valentine's Day. You know how proud that made me
to get her one.
Yeah. So for Valentine's Day, Kenneth, how can you give me a Yankees jersey?
Wow.
This is the fucking coolest thing you've ever said. Fuck yeah. What do you want?
That's sick.
I've been training her, going around the infield, making a
$300 jersey. That's what she wants.
Yeah,
no, that's fine. Like, she's not going to know the difference.
Just get it off the
HD. Made of plastic.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, moving on past the jerseys. It's just ridiculous that they cost that much. So I think we needed to talk about it a little bit. But Luke Voit comes out here, and we saw it with the workout videos. And you see him, Stanton's hitting tires with a sledgehammer. God forbid he stays healthy, because that seems like an easy way to get hurt. But Voit's out here doing fucking every workout under the sun. I think he's also tossing tires. But he said he's in the best shape of his life right now. And that's definitely good to hear coming off a sports hernia, which isn't a very... very good injury to have. Like it's one of those nagging ones. So the fact that he came out and said he's in the best shape of his life kind of blows me away.
Yeah.
Like that's nuts to me.
I mean, I've been a big, I think it's because of my deep down love for Greg Bird that I've always been kind of not anti-Voit, but like
Greg, how does Greg Bird even come back?
I got to bring him up. I loved him so much that I would attack Luke Voit for it. And, like, I really did sit down and think about it the other day, and Luke Voit's, like, really good. Like, he's really good.
Are we going to expect, like, what do you expect out of him this year? Predict some stats for me.
Where did this obsession with him come from?
Greg Bird?
I don't remember that. Yeah, I don't remember that.
Oh, it's been here the whole time, dude.
I know it has been. I just never, like, remember why it happened.
I went to a game where it was Greg Bird's, like, breakout game. That's why.
Was it the Indians? That home run?
No, he hit, no. It was like his rookie year. He hit two home runs in one game, and Nathan Eovaldi pitched a no-hitter into the sixth inning. And I was like, yo, this first baseman, this lefty guy with that swing, Bird is the word. His
Bird swing is the
was
word.
Beautiful. His swing was so fucking nice. I was dude, this is my guy. He's going to be the guy. I went home, told everybody about him. Like, yo, I don't know who this kid is, but he's going to be fucking good.
I mean, he had hype.
So wrong.
He had hype. It was so wrong. And that's so wrong. From that day, that's when I started fading you. I fade every pick he has because of the Greg Bird obsession.
That's his cap, though.
The Greg Bird resurgence bandwagon. Are you on that? There's a kid who runs that Twitter account.
I hate that kid, dude. He's a jerk.
He's a jerk.
I DM'd him personally.
Did you?
He said some stupid shit about Greg Bird. Like, he compared him to, like, Gleyber Torres one time. And I was like, all right, like, I'm all for the Greg Bird love.
I mean, if there are two completely different players.
But yeah, he just put up some stupid stat and, like, actually made it, like, he was trying to make himself sound like he made sense. And I was just like, all right, dude, I'm enough with you.
Here's so you are officially off the Greg Bird bandwagon, are you?
Like, no, but yeah.
Like, no.
I'm never officially going to be completely off.
I think it's time to give it up.
I was okay with releasing him. Like I say, I was happy, but.
Miguel Andujar will play first base before Greg Bird does
I wanted again. Miguel Andujar, and that's what I meant to take back. That's where this whole Luke Voit thing was going. I feel bad that I actually said Andujar over Voit, but, like, Voit could be really good. And you know, I saw something today. I was bored in music and disabilities class.
What a class.
1 out of 10 class. I would never recommend it. It's actually the worst fucking class I've ever sat in.
1 out of 10.
So I was bored, like, naturally. So I went on MLB, just, you know, shoot the shit, see what was going on. And they had a top 10 player at every position, like the top 10 for every position. We are the only team with a player at every position.
In the top 10?
In the top 10. We have two center fielders. Aaron Hicks is like 7, and Brett Gardner's 10. Stanton's 10 for left field. Chargers like 3. Luke Voit was 7. I was surprised at that.
First base as a position is not good.
Yeah,
like Carlos Santana is probably like 1, and he's
Yordan Alvarez wasn't even on it.
He's a DH though most of the time.
I guess so. Yeah.
But anyway,
did you guys see that the ESPN report where there you had the Yankees as the 9th best lineup?
I did see that. That was ridiculous. And they had the Mets. They had the Mets at like 3.
What?
There was this guy.
Was it recent?
Yeah, it was.
Did
like,
you see that? Floor?
It was in the middle of last week. Do you have it pulled up?
No, I can pull it up. But literally, ESPN, like the ESPN,
well, a writer, you know, from like, ESPN,
like a writer who is paid by ESPN, wrote that the Yankees were the 9th best lineup in the MLB.
I literally won't hear anything below.
The guy had a weird name too. Like he had a weird name. I don't.
That's idiotic.
He sounded like a fake guy. I don't know, but that's just one guy, and I don't know what. Yeah, it's something. I was just shocked too that it was ESPN that came out with it. Like, this isn't like just like your everyday Joe Schmo on Twitter that's putting out, oh, these are my rankings. I'm a Mets fan. I'm going to put them at 3.
Like, who approved that?
No,
I don't know.
Maybe third from the bottom.
Nothing less than 2.
Nothing less than 1.
I mean, I'd listen if somebody wanted to argue like Astros or Dodgers. I'd listen.
Yeah, maybe. But anyway, so that's how we get a little bit off topic from the Voit situation. But bring it back to that before we move on to the next thing, because the next thing's a little bit of a doozy. What can we expect from Luke Voit?
I think he's gonna have a solid year if he stays healthy. I mean, obviously
he seems like he's in the best shape of his life according to him. So
yeah, but things happen fast, you know. After last year, I just have no faith in anything.
Here's my bold prediction, Yankees bias included, everything. I think since the first base position is so slim, silver slugger year for Luke Voit if he's healthy.
That's fine.
Then again, I can see that from every single position on our team because I am a Yankees fan. But like you said, they're in the top 10 at every position. Not even the craziest thing in the world.
They are ranked.
You got Dan over there just smiling away because he knows how biased that sounds. But he's a Red Sox fan for those who don't know. And then we got my friend Mike over there who's just playing Call of Duty. But that's... But I think Luke Voit has a good year. I think Gary has a good year. I think Judge has a good year. I think everybody has a good year. Wow. I think the Yankees win the World Series. Get number 28.
Some hot takes over.
Hot. Coming in hot. Lukey hot takes.
I'm still not 100% sold on Luke Voit yet, but I'm also a pessimist when it comes to this stuff. But.
See, I'll retract my statement a little bit too because I did say this before, and I still stand by this, that there are a bunch of players that I have like a feeling like, okay, he's going to get a hit when he stands up. Voit doesn't really have that for me yet.
Haven't gotten there yet with him.
When somebody comes up to bat, like Judge comes up, I have a feeling like I can foresee him getting a hit in any situation.
Yeah.
Like when, for example, Tyler Wade gets up, he ain't getting a hit. You know? He sucks at hitting.
When Frazier got up during his hot streak,
he earned that.
I was like, yo, he is getting a hit right now.
He earned those stripes in my book. I mean, but yeah. Voit, but the weird thing is, this isn't like a perfect like system in my brain because Voit had fantastic. Yeah, I think. But Voit had great numbers. Like he was batting 300 for them. He was one of the like cements that were keeping us together during this injured year. But he still doesn't, I don't know, something about it. Just he doesn't have it for me.
I know. I literally only have that feeling that you're talking about with 3 people.
Who are they?
DJ, Glaber, and Judge.
Oh, DJ has it 3 times over.
But yeah. DJ has it enough for the whole team. But Gary, I don't feel like.
No, exactly. I don't have it with Gary either. But
Stan, I literally am sure that he's not going to get a hit.
Yeah, and this is why I bring this up because this feeling, it's something so removed from stats. Like if you look at. If I say something about, let's say, Stanton, he's an MVP, whatever, I should be feeling that with him, but I don't because he strikes out a lot.
Yeah.
But, like, even if somebody. Yeah,
that's like gut feeling probability.
Yeah, gut feeling.
Yeah, just gut. That's a whole saber metric on the side. We'll have that we'll keep that running for the rest of the year. But, like, Voit was batting like 300, but he doesn't have it for me.
Mm hmm.
Which sounds night and day compared to what I just said about him winning his Silver Slugger.
Do you have that with Gio?
No, not yet.
I did all season, and then the playoffs came, and I just lost it.
See, because that's let's talk about that. Gio, do we see him? Do we see him put up those 300 batting average numbers?
No,
No. What do you predict his batting average to be at the end of the year?
269, 270.
Wow.
That's low.
I'm gonna go a little higher. Nah, I'm gonna go higher. Yeah. I'm gonna say 284.
Yeah, I'm okay. 284.
What did he finish at last year, Damon? Wanna pull it up? Stat guy?
I don't like being a stat guy, but
well, I think it seems like you've been nominated. You've been nominated as the stat guy. So while Damon's looking up the stats, I think Gio. See, here's the thing. This could easily have been a breakout year.
Yeah, very well could
And that's
be.
That's what the name of the game is in sports. Like, oh, like people say, like, oh, he's never done it before. Like, it's a fluke. It's also called a breakout. It could be a fluke. It could be a fluke, but the guy's like 27. His career batting numbers, everyone likes to pull up the career batting numbers as him being like a 230 career hitter. Like, yeah.
270.
270, what, last year?
Career? 314 last year.
Okay, so there's
the most at-bats of his life.
Exactly. So that's why I'm saying really could be a breakout.
No, I definitely
would have
won
the batting title if he had more at-bats.
Yeah, I remember that being something that pissed me off down the stretch. And then he didn't have enough at-bats, and then Tim Anderson at the last second had enough at-bats because he wasn't even on the list, and then he just jumped into the, like, oh, yeah, I won the batting title, and he took away from DJ.
No, he, like, very well could hit, like, very, very well again. But
they very well could hit very, very well. Yeah, no, I definitely feel that. Perfect way to say it.
I mean, that's the most games he's ever played.
Yeah, that's why I think it could be a breakout. But at the same time, he could regress, so it's a very big, like, show-out year. Like, show me what you got. But yeah,
it's an important year for him.
I mean, that's it, like, for a lot of people, and that's why it's so fucking exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just, Glaber, yeah, it's all around.
Glaber is going to be tough this year. I can't wait.
Yeah. Well, we'll get into it. We have a lot of predictions we're going to put in at the end of the episode. So next thing we got to talk about, big news. So Mookie Betts. This is around the league. This isn't necessarily Yankees, but it absolutely affects us, so we're going to talk about it. Ken Rosenthal reported that Mookie Betts is going to get traded. He's 100% going to get traded. It's a matter of when, not if. And that when, he said, could be within the next couple of days. So by the time you're listening to this, he could be already traded. It could be happen right now. We're just not looking at it.
He's going to go.
So they're saying he's going to go to either the Padres or the Dodgers. And that is what at first thought I was thinking about it. And I thought to myself, Dodgers are the only one that I really would kind of scare me. But we looked into the Padres team. They're fucking nasty. Adding Mookie Betts
could be nasty.
Potentially with the addition of Mookie Betts, that adds to a team with Manny Machado, Mookie Betts, Tatis, other players like Eric Hosmer, who is also a pretty good player. They got, I think they still have Framil Reyes. If I'm not mistaken, they have Kirby Yates. They got Chris Paddock. A lot of good guys, young guys. And I'm not a fan of the Padres, so I don't know, like, they're low level people, but I know they have a lot of good prospects, which they'll probably have to give up in the trade. But if you're adding Mookie Betts, and most likely they were gonna add probably like a David Price with him, you're pretty serious.
No, I agree.
And I feel like the Padres are more likely to get him because I don't think the Dodgers are really willing to give up their prospects.
I
read an article about that. Like, I just don't think they're like too stuck on their main prospects to really give anything up.
Who is their main prospect? That's the number one in the MLB. No, he's not number one. He's Gavin. Gavin Lux.
Gavin Lux.
Yeah, no, he's literally untouchable. So they're not gonna get rid of him.
Oh shit!
What?
JoJo's in this article.
I thought you were about to break news for us and say Mookie Betts was traded. I was like, holy shit. So cool. Gotta fucking put out the episode right now.
See, my thing is, like, with Mookie, I hope he goes to the Padres because, like, that's more of a, they are going to be really good, but they got to figure it out together first, not an immediate issue.
Yeah, that's why
Dodgers
I was saying.
Dodgers are an immediate issue, so I really don't want them to get him.
Yeah, if he goes to the Dodgers, we've said this a ton of times, but now that it's actually going to happen, so to speak, that's the only team that could actually, like right now we're on an island alone. I say this all the time. If he goes to the Dodgers, we're no longer on an island alone.
I agree.
That's an immediate threat. Like, yes, they lost Ryu, but, I mean, adding a Mookie Betts to that fucking lineup would be retarded. That's just... You can't not count them in as a World Series contender.
I hate Mookie. But I actually don't hate Mookie at all. I just hate him.
No, he's one of those guys like you hate him because he's on the Red Sox.
Yeah, but I really like him. Cool. Yeah, he's a really cool dude. He bowls like a fucking beast. It's my boy.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know. I don't want the Dodgers to get him for obvious reasons, selfish reasons.
Yeah.
So that made me think about.
I don't know. I think that like if the Dodgers got him, they'd be such a more fun team to watch.
They you would, know? But like,
I don't care
they'd
about
also
fun.
Be such a good team.
Yeah, I don't give a shit about fun. I don't. I mean, like,
what?
They can have all the fun they want. I don't care.
Fun, Damon?
We're playing a win. I don't want them to
you
have
don't like
fun.
Watching baseball.
I love watching baseball, but I like it when we have a winning.
That's not gonna make it more interesting.
Oh, 100% going to make it more interesting, but it's also baseball,
it's gonna
so
make it more scary in October.
I'd like to have not. There's
I mean, they lost to Machado
for like one series.
They lost
get to that point.
They lost to Machado.
I mean, there's no such thing as a cakewalk in baseball whatsoever. So let's just throw that out there. But this is the closest thing to a cakewalk as it sits right now with Mookie Betts not on the Dodgers. But if the Dodgers get Mookie Betts, we are literally almost even.
We get shit all the time.
If not even.
No, they might be better, honestly. Like, we get shit all the time for, like, going out, buying players, buying your team. The fucking Dodgers do it so much more than us, I swear. They try to, at least. Whether they, like, they're involved in every single free agent.
I mean, yeah.
Every single trade that the Dodgers have came up for the last 6 years. They're everywhere.
Yeah.
But we get shit for it. But I don't care. I want to buy our championship. I don't give a fuck at this point.
So, speaking of Mookie Betts and his jersey, Dan over here, our friend, he's a Red Sox fan. He has the worst luck with jerseys. So, he recently, he's like, oh, yeah, I don't really have that many jerseys of the Red Sox or Boston. I want to go get some merch, you know? So he gets some merch. He gets a Mookie Betts jersey. This is, I think it was last Christmas, he said. Mookie Betts, and he gets Kyrie Irving, both of which are no longer on the team. He said as soon as he got them, the following year they left. This is still the case because these are the other jerseys he got, too. He got, to start this list off hot, Aaron Hernandez. He then, obviously, the rest is history with Aaron Hernandez. Then he got Darrell Revis, Wes Welker, and Chandler Jones, and all of them the following year, like clockwork, have left their team.
That sucks.
We just need him to get like a Andrew Benintendi jersey, get like a Xander Bogaerts jersey, get every other jersey under the sun. Chris Sale.
That'd be nice.
Any of them. Just get him off that team and just make, yeah, I mean, I don't know. That's just the worst look I've ever heard.
He's got to read some breaking news more often.
Well, I've had the same thing because I'm also an Eagles fan. For those who don't know, obviously nobody knows that who's listening, but I didn't really have an allegiance to the long story short, I didn't really care about the Giants. And when I was like four, I liked the color of the jerseys. Sue me. I'm an Eagles fan. So I did the same thing when Chip Kelly was under helm. He got rid of everybody. I had a McCoy jersey, gone. Turned that 5 into a 9, DeMarco Murray came. So that's what I do with that. And then who else? DeSean Jackson was shipped out.
He's back.
Back now, but I got rid of the jersey, so whatever. It went to Goodwill. And
why do you do that?
Because I didn't want it. Oh, Nick Foles left, came back. I saved that jersey, though.
Oh.
So I had Nick Foles.
That's a Super Bowl jersey, though.
Yeah, that's a sick jersey to have. And then I left, came back, left again. So, but that wasn't Chip Kelly's fault
the
second
time.
The
first time Nick Foles leaves, like, he's not cool at all.
Second time he comes back, he's the man.
Well, after he won a Super Bowl, yes. But I'm saying, well, like, I'd rather hold on to a DeSean Jackson jersey than a Nick Foles jersey. But
now it's sick.
Yes, I get it.
Nick Foles won a Super Bowl.
No, I'm saying before.
Yes, Damon, we're all alive.
The prelude, I'm saying. Like, when Nick Foles was on the Eagles and then left, who gave a shit about Nick Foles at that time?
I also had a Jeremy
and
Maclin jersey.
And then he came back, and then it was cool.
I had Jeremy Maclin, too. Immediately shipped out. That's what Chip Kelly did. He just got rid of everybody.
Yeah.
Because he wanted to play GM, and he's like, oh, yeah, my sister, whatever. It's not an Eagles podcast. But anyway, I feel the same kind of, like, whatever. I've had that happen to me, and that's why from now on, me and Dan are only going to buy legends so that their careers have been done, and the jersey is forever the way it sits.
You were literally just talking about getting a new jersey.
And now I'm only going to get people. Oh, actually, that's the benefit of being a Yankees fan because there's no names on the back. So
yeah, they're recyclable.
33 could be Swisher or Greg Bird, and you don't really look so bad anymore. It could be anything. So
if I'm getting Greg Bird, I'm getting the name on the back. Just because everybody to know I'm getting Greg Bird jersey.
That's the benefit of being
a
Yankees
jersey,
fan.
Not DJ. DD jersey last year.
Oh, that's a short.
18.
So it who could else be is 18? Johnny Damon.
Yeah.
I feel like those are both equally as, like, short term. I don't know, short tenure.
Okay, yeah. I'm happy to represent DD.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Oh, yeah,
DD. DD's one you can be like, even, no matter what, even though he's not in the Yankees anymore.
He's gone. That fucking sucks.
I know. Yeah. I love him.
I'm. You know what it was? I was looking at Twitter the other day, and I like going through my old likes, and I saw one of those post game tweets, and that hurt.
Moment of silence for DD
like,
being
that
gone.
That sucks.
Yeah, and I loved watching him, like on social media when he would go into the subways and just like ride on me, and
yeah,
just
yeah.
be swiping at it's the.
Cool. I never saw that he did that.
Yeah, he like every weekend or whenever he had an off day, he'd like go with his Yankee hat and like just be in the subway and just swipe people all day.
What a guy.
Yeah, he was a cool dude.
Yeah.
That's a brother. But while we're on the topic of trades, we had this debate. I don't know if you guys talked about it last show, but you guys Arenado, and you were talking about the prospect of him being on the Yankees, and I told you that you were an absolute idiot, that there would be no way in hell that they would ever do a deal for Arenado that didn't include Gleyber Torres. And I still stand by that.
No.
I wanted to hear your opinion, Damon.
Damon, okay.
Yeah, I already know yours.
Jared. I'll wait.
What was it? No deal without Gleyber?
I said there's no way if you're the Rockies and you have a brain, you do a deal for Arenado with the Yankees that does not include Gleyber Torres.
I don't know.
I don't think you can walk out with him.
I mean, I don't think that's gonna happen anyway.
Like, no, I don't think it would, and I don't want to do it if it means Gleyber.
Yeah,
but I'm just saying I don't think they would.
One, I don't think the Yankees would ever do that in a thousand years.
No.
I guess to answer your question, I don't know. I feel like you'd either have to give up. I would see like Andujar and a bunch of prospects, and maybe Clint Frazier in there. For an Arenado.
Yeah.
But if you're doing Gleyber for Arenado, that's a trade itself.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Like, oh, wait, and that's not happening.
I'm just saying that if it were to happen, those are the only two options.
See, I think everybody's overthinking this. I don't think that you need to give up. I've said this before on the podcast, but I'll say it again. I don't think, look at the Stanton trade. Stanton is coming off an MVP year.
Derek
he makes
Jeter.
The same amount. Yeah, I get it. I don't think
Derek Jeter.
That
was Derek a handoff. That was a handoff.
I don't think so.
That was literally a handoff.
He wouldn't just do that.
He gave Christian Yelich to the fucking Brewers. Like, what? You think that aged well for him? Like, he gave away all
of them. Yeah, but he didn't. I mean, the Brewers don't have Yankee ties, so that throws it away right there. He's making trades that make sense to him.
No, but that the Stanton trade was literally a handoff.
All right. My point is, Stanton's coming off, if let's say he's not handing it off, Stanton's coming off MVP year, same caliber player as Arenado, same contract too, so he makes the same amount per year, plus or minus a little bit, but I think it's literally the same. We gave up Starlin Castro and a little, like some other prospects, nothing in name, and we got that MVP player. That's the same thing we can give up for Arenado, and it makes sense for the Rockies because they got the worst pitching in the fucking league. So why not give up someone who clearly isn't going to get you to the playoffs, and I just think that we don't have to give up much to get Arenado. We are literally Vegas has us, or Oddshark has us, is the number one favorite to land Arenado. This is earlier this week.
It's not a favorite. We're still plus.
The favorite means the most likely thing to happen.
I feel like that's not really a favorite. It's just
note to self: never take betting advice from Fuller.
I'm just saying, like, we're not a favorite. We have the best odds. I don't, like, it's, I consider favorite to be fucking, if we were minus 100 to get them.
No, favorite is the top team.
I know, I guess, but I'm just saying, like, that, it's not
I'll put it a different way. We are the top team that's likely to land Arenado in the eyes of Oddshark in Vegas. They know everything. Every bet is down to the wire on the lines they make, everything like that. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but I'm saying it could, and I don't think it'll cost Gleyber. I think in my package that I've told you guys about, my package would be, and I think they would accept this as well. I think they would accept.
Did you run it through the show?
No, I didn't run it through the show, but what, the trade like machine?
See if it goes through.
No, in franchise mode. I actually will do that after this. I'll post it, see if it goes through. But what I would do is Frazier, Miggy and Gio. I'll give you both. I'll give you two third basemen for one. Obviously, we're getting Arenado. Who cares? We're getting Arenado.
I did read this today. Honestly, you're on pace.
You read this?
You're so on pace with what?
Gio, Miggy, Frazier, and I'll give up Devi, and maybe even Schmidt. No, we're getting Arenado. Maybe not both, but you get four great players. You can interchange Schmidt with Devi. You can interchange Estevan Florial in there. I'll give up four great prospects. And obviously, Miggy and Gio aren't prospects. They're current win-now players that are young. The Rockies accept that trade. I accept that trade because you're getting Nolan Arenado in a lineup that is already disgusting.
I would accept it too, but there's a reason that we're not the GM.
Yeah.
Because that's also fucking bread. He needs money.
That's
bread.
Well, that's the thing. So we're going to need to pay Judge and all these players down the road. And if we get his contract on the books too with Stanton, we're going to need to end up probably trading Stanton away, which I'm not upset about. I would like to have Arenado over Stanton.
Yeah, but that's giving away. That's literally giving away a $2.7 million third baseman and a third baseman who's not even eligible for arbitration yet for one that's getting millions.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just saying, we have a really good thing at third base. Not that I don't want Arenado. He's one of my favorite players, but I just think,
shouldn't
be greedy. Like, we have two really, really good third basemen right now, and we need to play with it.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
We're done. Vegas, I don't want him.
Yeah, we're ready for the season. Pitchers and catchers meet up in a week. I think Arenado, there was plus 300, whatever. If we get him, we get him. If we don't, we don't. If we get him, it's over. I don't even care if Mookie goes to the Padres. Like that, or the Padres or the Dodgers. If we get Arenado, that's move for move, you know? But anyway, let's move on to the next thing. We talked about that enough. So we wanted to talk about the worst Yankees of all time. So we did the best Yankees of all time, a full draft. We were going to think about doing a draft for the worst Yankees of all time, but that would be stupid. Agonizing. So yeah, that wouldn't be a fun time. It would get like old really fast. But so we will do our worst Yankees of all time. Just everyone go around and pick one. So why don't we start with you, Damon? What do you got?
So I went with Kevin Youkilis.
Holy shit. I forgot about him.
Kevin Youkilis.
I know, right? He played really one half of the Yankees. They gave him 12
Was he even on the Yankees?
He was.
Yeah.
When? He
28 total games.
28 games.
28 games.
What a guy. What a career.
Two home runs, 8 RBIs, and batted .219.
Tip of the cap for him.
All career lows.
8 RBIs.
8. Not bad.
Yeah.
Definitely and could put him as one of the worst Yankees. What was that last thing?
And he had no beard.
No beard either. That sucks. Yeah.
So
he's one of those guys who needs a beard. Mess. Yeah, hot mess indeed. What do you got, Kev?
Yeah.
Mine is easy, hands down. The piece of shit, Chris Carter.
Chris Carter is the worst fucking person.
I fucking hate him.
See, going back to my point of that whole like, do you have faith in somebody when they're at up? Chris Carter was negative.
Bro, I literally used to get so tight. Like, it would be a big situation, and then somebody would, like, walk, and it'd be like, all right, there goes tying runs on second base. What we got? Star-studded lineup. Fucking big dummy just walks in.
He was always right in the middle of, like, a key situation, too.
Like, he didn't even have a purpose up there.
No, he didn't.
Literally would look at strike one, lazy swing, strike two. Chase curveball in the dirt, strike three pitches every time. He went from hitting 41 home runs in 2016 to hitting eight with the Yankees. He had 8 fucking home runs. He fucking
he had 41 before that.
Yeah, we and got
what
him.
What team was he on?
The Pirates.
He was not. Yes, we didn't have him for that.
Yeah,
he just comes
like,
in and he shits
guy's
the
a
bed.
Fucking beast. We just got a home run hitter. Short
Chris
porch.
Carter.
Blah blah blah. He fucking sucked.
Yeah, that was the worst. He definitely classifies as one of the worst Yankees of all time. Mine is a fan favorite.
Kendrys was also
a Kendrys is honorable mention.
He was honorable mention. Yes.
I was gonna
fuck
pick
him too.
I was gonna pick him, but you gotta go with the number one worst Yankee of all time, and that's Ellsbury. I mean, now that we have announced all of our worst Yankees, I mean the man didn't even play, and he rode the bench, got a lot of money for it, even though we're gonna try and not pay him that last bit, but. He's. I think we can go around and say that he's the worst of that list, right?
He's the worst. Yeah.
So with that being said, we're gonna introduce a new segment that we're gonna be doing on every podcast, every episode we put out. We're gonna say something that we like to call the Ellsbury Award. It's who that could be whoever pissed you off that week, who sucked like Ellsbury, who just any way pissed you off. So we're going to make that the Ellsbury Award, going to give it out every week, and we're going to play this sound when we do it.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
So that is the Ellsbury Award. So today we did the worst of all time, so going forward it'll be of that week. Could also be the worst of all time if we do it again. But
so Chris Carter is my first Ellsbury winner?
Yeah, so Kev, it's not a bad first one. But I think Ellsbury is the poster child for that segment. So we're going to keep doing that going forward. After that, I wanted to get into another segment that we're going to be doing going forward too. We're really getting the segments down now. We're going to do a betting segment because, I mean, what do we like to do? We like to watch baseball. We like to drink beer. We like to laugh. And we like to bet. So I figure that's one of the things that we...
All those things go hand in hand.
All of those things go hand in hand. So bets, beers, baseball, boys. That's what we do here. And
we don't do boys. Yep, all right.
That could be out of context. So, but start this betting segment off. I wanted to go around the room, starting with Kev. And we're going to go team MVP, what we think is going to happen this year. This is kind of a futures bets sort of thing. But in the future with this segment, we can do any games around the league that we're going to look at, just any like Reds money line. Will we think we're actually going to bet on?
I'm going to get like a better, like an auctioneer. I'm going to start talking really fast when I'm putting in my picks.
So, but then we're going to do, in this one, we'll do futures. So before previewing the season, but we could also do like regular games, picking something that we would actually bet on. And like, could also be like stupid little like funny props and stuff like that, like over under Gary Sanchez pass ball, something like that. But that's going to be this segment. So why don't we start with Kev with the team MVP. Who you got for this year? Yankees team MVP 2020.
I'm going with Old Faithful, Old Reliable, my boy Aaron.
Aaron?
Take him for league MVP too, whatever his odds are.
Because we're going to league MVP too, so you want to double up on Aaron Judge?
I would like to double up.
Okay, I like it. Wow. Don't hate it. Damon, what do you got?
I was going to go team MVP Glaber. I think he's going to have a stupid fucking season. Like, I'm going to look at his stats
in a good way.
That's fucking stupid. Like,
he's a fucking stupid.
What classifies as stupid numbers? Like, what are his numbers going to look like?
Stupid.
He's going to be bagging 300, 45 home runs, 100 RBI. All
right.
That's not even that stupid. Like, that's like stupid, but
that's
not
stupid as fuck.
That's only 100? I think Glaber passes every single one. 300, I think, is fitting. I'm going to go ahead and pick him for team MVP also.
Dude,
actually, no.
45 home runs?
Yeah, those are bombs.
That's a lot of home runs.
And he's a righty, too. No short porch.
Ridiculous there. All
right, fine.
Like, slightly.
So who are you picking for league MVP? This could be anyone outside the Yankees. We do watch baseball, and we try not to be biased, but this is a Yankees podcast, so we could be as fucking biased as we want. Who you got for league MVP, Damon?
League MVP, I want to say Lindor, a little white horse there, but not really. I don't know. I think he's going to have a good season.
Could do it.
Is he still on that?
Yes.
I think he's due. I just think he's overdue. I think he's always been one of those players that has been doing amazing, but then kind of overshadowed by a lot of other people.
And so since all the trade talks have been happening, I feel like he would feed into that and be like, you either want me or you don't. He's going to put on a show. I agree with that one.
Yeah, and also I don't want to go ahead and pick Trout and Judge and other things.
I mean, any year that Trout is healthy, he has potential to win, and if not, is going to win.
I saw it the other day. This blew my mind. It was on the Action Network. The MVP odds for the AL, Shohei Ohtani.
Shohei.
Number four. Shohei, whatever.
Shohei Ohtani.
Whatever.
He was four?
Fuck you. He was number four.
Literally, motherfuck that guy. Fuck!
What?
Sorry.
What?
Bet on the fucking stupid ass.
But also, Judge was two. And
good for the betting segment, though.
Probably didn't hit.
That's why we fade Kev. He missed again.
I also bet on the Nets, and they're against the Nets, and they're winning by 20 points.
There you go. All
right. Maybe you should fade.
Maybe you should fade.
Literally, every single one of my bets is not going to hit today. So, no, that's fine, though. I'm not upset.
So, I'm going to go team MVP, I'm going to have to ride with Aaron Judge, too, because, I mean, he not only does it offensively, but he's a defensive weapon. He's got a rocket launcher attached to his arm, And
if he stays healthy, he's gonna, you know.
Yeah, I think that's clear across the board. I'm gonna go Judge for league MVP too, unbiased Yankees opinion. But yeah, that's gonna be our betting segment. We're gonna do that every week. We're gonna do funny things. We didn't have any funny things this week, but whatever comes to mind, we'll do that. Lastly, we're gonna go into one other thing before we do DMs, and the NL is looking to add a DH. Is that fact or fiction? Is that actually happening?
It'll happen. It has to eventually.
Damon read an article. What was the article you read, Damon?
Yeah, big article guy.
See, you are the guy who looks things up now, so now we can set that in stone.
Oh, God. Okay.
Nice. I don't have to do it.
What was it? Yeah, so there was reports that by 2021, but most likely 2022, there's going to be likely a DH implemented in the NL. And it was said that this was like a direct response from the MLB wanting to do the 3-batter minimum for pitchers. The Players Association kind of went back and was like, this is what we're doing.
That's just so stupid.
Bitch. So it's been a big conversation lately, and this just happened this past month. So it's a new conversation of a ongoing conversation.
Do you want it? You want to see it? I think it makes sense. Why the fuck do we have two different leagues?
I like it. I think it's a good idea.
To add it.
Yeah, I think watching pitchers hit is like funny for like, you know, haha, he can't hit and he's gonna fucking hit a home run once in a while, but fuck that.
I mean, the one argument is so over it. I do enjoy the one thing that I can see from both sides, to play devil's advocate here. The strategy involved of it, and like do you pinch hit, do you leave him in, do you whatever, all that stuff. That's kind of cool, and that's why.
But it's just stupid if you don't have it all around.
I don't agree. Like, I don't know why. You're
not going to take a DH away from the AL, so you might as well just give one to the NL.
Yeah, I don't understand why you would ever implement a rule that didn't go both ways. It just doesn't make sense that it even happened like that.
Yeah.
So I don't know why, but I think it makes sense. I'm not shocked that this is happening, and hopefully it does actually happen, but, you know, yeah. So that's the news on that front. So now we're going to go into our DMs. So first DM here comes to you from Connor. Don't have a last name, just the first name.
Nice, easy name. Last week was a fucking nightmare.
Yeah, I don't know. There was a bunch of it because a bunch of people before. If you send a DM in to us from here on out, just send me your real name because a lot of these names, the usernames are like CJ3K. Like, oh, I don't know who you are.
Or like give it a nickname like Nighthawk or something.
Yeah, what do you want to be called? That's what you need to put in there.
Nighthawk.
So whatever it is. Give me your name. Give me your name when you send in a DM. Connor comes to us live from. Tell me where you're from too. Want to know where we got.
Were you just going
to
make it up?
Connor's coming from Ohio. That's where he's from. He sounds like he's from there. But he said, give me your best sleeper pick for the 2020 season. Could be a player or a team. It's a very wide question. But, Connor, if I had to pick best sleeper pick team, I would go Toronto Blue Jays. And here's why. They're young. I could pick them coming in low-key. Yeah, we have a stout division, a lot of talent in the AL East, but I could see them possibly being a dark horse number two seed, obviously following the Yankees, but they could give the Rays a run for their money.
Like, are you saying they're going to make the playoffs, or are you saying they're going to...
They're just going
to come in second in the East, so you're a bold prediction. Just stay with me.
That could be the playoffs. That could be the wild card. Team
finishes second in a division. You didn't even include wild card. You didn't give them anything. That's your sleeper pick.
What was your sleeper pick?
I'm still thinking because I'm not just going to
Damon,
spew.
What's your sleeper pick? I kind of spewed on that. But, I mean, they are going to be a good team. They got Ryu, young team.
They did get Ryu. Okay, I'll hear it.
Bo Bichette, Vladdy Jr.
Are the Phillies a sleeper? No?
Honestly, maybe because they kind of stunk.
I think they go to the World Series.
World Series.
I think they could go to the World Series. I think Aaron Nola is going to have like a Cy Young worthy year.
I don't think one guy does it, though.
Bold sleeper. I don't know. It's not really that's my bold pick.
What do you got, Dim?
I guess the question's a little confusing. To just, like, do well or to, like...
Sleeper.
just general. Just
I think we're going to turn this question to just it, to just team.
What interpret it as you may.
Okay. Yeah. So he said player or team, but just do just team.
I'm gonna say Reds. I know we talked about it a little bit before.
Yeah, before.
But the Reds, like, I know they've sucked in the past, like, a lot. But they had a couple good guys. I mean, Joey Votto's still kicking it.
He stinks.
You know, got a couple young prospects, you know.
There was that one stat where he, like, popped out, like, five times. No, I was kidding about that. But there's that one stat that he popped out literally five times in his career.
He's the most, like, efficient player ever.
I know. He's been slowing down recently, though, but... we were talking about it before we were on the air, and they added, who else they had? Moustakas, they added, who's the pitcher they added from the Astros?
They did?
Yeah. I don't know. I forgot, but they added a bunch of good guys. They still have Luis Castillo. They have, I think they still have Scooter Gennett. They just have a pretty good team. They got
Dietrich.
They got Senzel, but they were talking about getting rid
Senzel,
of him.
Senzel, Puig.
Derek Dietrich.
Yeah, that guy can hit bombs. But, I mean, they're definitely a good sleeper pick.
He's ripped, too.
He's huge.
Yeah.
He's a fucking tank.
Yeah. So, next question comes to us from Billy Justice. Full name this time. Don't know where he's from.
I like that name.
He said, what MLB players / player props / futures are you guys taking? So, if I were a betting man, Billy, which I am, but I would take... I don't know, Damon, why don't you take that one so I can think a little.
You're so confident.
And, just futures?
Player props/futures.
Player props. Let's see. I'm going to go with a little... This is a big toss-up, but Acuna MVP NL.
It's a good pick. He's the favorite.
I know he is, but I think that I just fucking love him so much. He is so cool.
Yeah. A future
and
that...
And
what?
What are you saying?
I was going to go my pick unless you had more to say about that.
Oh, no. I was just going to say, you know, I think him or Soto is going to go off next year, and one of them are going to win the MVP. So maybe double down.
Double down.
Don't quote me, but, you know.
If I were a betting man, I would take...
Sorry, betting man.
I'm going to say that every time I make a pick. If I were a betting man, I would take... Chicago White Sox to win their division.
Wow.
Chicago White Sox got good. They still have Tim Anderson, Yoan Moncada. They added Yasmani Grandal. They look good. Dallas Keuchel. Good team. That's another sleeper if you want to pick that one. Good guys. Local bunch.
They look good. They look good.
they look good out there.
My props are...
Pinstripes, too. We're going to see them in Field of Dreams. That'd be fun. Forget about that. Don't.
Yeah.
Over 102 Chili. Wins for the Yanks and under.
Is that the line?
Yeah. And under for the assholes.
I say the Astros. I don't know if this is a prop. I don't know if you can take this. They missed the playoffs. Heard it here first. Heard it
that
here.
Not a prop.
Heard it here second, actually. We said it before, but heard it again. Next question comes to you from Simon J. Also...
What up, Simon?
What up, Simon? How you doing, Simon? His question is, will DJ have a similar season to last year? Why the fuck not?
Simon says yes.
Simon says.
I mean, I was going to say define similar, but yeah.
I mean, similar seems pretty self-explanatory.
Well, I'm saying, like, how close to the same is similar?
I mean, he has ice in his veins, and he's not going anywhere.
He's like that.
Yeah, I can
he's hitting a beach ball.
He's like that. I could see
has
similar.
Such a consistent career. You know,
yeah.
I think he just ate up New York and
spit it out.
If that was his first year in New York, he did that well with ice in his veins. Next year, he's just going to be fucking frozen and just be fucking hitting line drives left and right.
He's actually Kawhi Leonard of New York, like relative to baseball. Not as good in the league comparatively, but like he's a fun guy.
He is. Yeah. He's the Kawhi Leonard of
baseball. And I don't see this is why. Like he differs from like the Geos of the world. Like he has done this before. So that's all I have to say. So I don't know why DJ can't have a similar season. I can see similar production in terms of his batting average and why the hell not?
Yeah, Geo's too cute. You know,
maybe not the home run production that could drop a little bit. Definitely.
Just want to give Geo a hug.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, I just want to tell him thank you and just give him a hug.
Yeah, thanks, man. Thanks for always trying so hard.
All right, that's the more we talk about this, the stupider we sound. That's the end of the DMs. That'll do it from us. Next week, we're going to come to you live from Pitchers and Catchers meeting. Not really live from anywhere, but big news.
You really got to figure out your definitions.
We're into baseball finally, so that's we're out of the dog days of winter. Baseball is upon us. We got that. Then we got spring training. We're going to be at spring training for February 28th and 29th. Red Sox Yankees game, South Fenway. See you there if you're there. As always, let's go, Yanks. See you later.
Past his defense without granting